Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We have on the line famed chef and TV personality, the Marcus Samuelson. You've seen him most recently for his work as head judge on Top Chef and numerous other TV shows. He's won 8 James Beard Awards, and his restaurant in Atlanta on Edgewood Avenue is called Marcus B&G. And it's hosting a peanut-inspired menu this week with the National Peanut Board. And last night, folks, I got to taste the menu, and boy, you are in for a treat. Marcus, welcome to Atlanta Living.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, that was a fun night. I'm really glad that you came through the, you know, what was the preview of our week-long peanut tasting that we got, tasting menu that we're going to have. This beautiful pop-up that we're going to have from starting today until Sunday at the Marcus B&G.
And what made you have this inspiration to have this peanut menu, Marcus?
Well, you know, first of all, being here in Georgia where peanuts is,
yes,
of course, a major, major staple, but also the love for it, what you can do as a chef. There is so, you know, as you know, I travel and cook all over the world, and when I think about peanuts, it's one of these ingredients that actually you can have. It's so versatile, right? It works on savory, definitely works with desserts. Mm-hmm. It works, of course, on the most classic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we thought, let's challenge the team. Let's come up with a really fun menu, you know, and force us to think about it. You know, we use peanuts in our barbecue ribs, in the sticky barbecue rib sauce that we did last night. We use peanuts with our chicken and waffle. We use peanut butter in the waffle mix, which was really, really fun. And then, of course, it all works with great, great desserts. I think it's the texture and the versatility,
right,
that is really, really great with it.
It gives you so much versatility and adds a lot of flavor, texture, and protein.
Absolutely. Protein and good fats. And, you know, we have a plant-based cauliflower steak. We use peanuts as well. So it really works with so many different ingredients. And, you know, also being of African descent, right? Like we're peanuts, the journey, mm-hmm, of peanuts, it, you know, and how it came to the South and how it's part of the food of the South. And you know, so we take all of that linkage and inspiration with us. You know, there's a great Nigerian street food called, you know, really Suya, which really was part of how we were inspired by our ribs, our glaze for the ribs. We thought about that dish and what would be a good, fun way to introduce that, those flavors. And so, you know, we think about, when I think about peanuts, sometimes I think about Thai food too. So
right,
there's all these different global influences that you can, you know, reintroduce to your guests and your friends.
And I love how you did the demonstrations and how we can take that back to our home kitchens and reproduce that at home.
Yeah, because it's all about comfort and comfort food. And of course, everyone knows, everyone had a bowl of peanuts watching the game or being in an airport or a bar. But what else can you do with it? You know, from the butter to the texture, you know, one of my favorites is boiled peanuts.
Oh, that's, I mean, my absolute favorite, Marcus.
Yeah. And it's fun. And it's something like, of course, as big foods in the South, but also as a chef, that texture that the boiled peanuts really gives you is very rare. And especially if you cook with spicier food, boiled peanuts is really great to get into that slaw, that salad, to take some of that heat off.
And let's start with the appetizer. You had chicken and waffles. So you had peanut butter in the waffle mix. That's something we can do at home if you're trying to get some more protein in your family's diet. We'll put some peanut butter in the waffle mix.
Yeah, and it does two things. It also caramelizes with the waffle iron, right?
Right.
You get a crispier waffle, and then you get that flavor of the creamy peanut butter into the waffle in a natural way. And we just felt like that would be a fun way to – it's a twist on a classic, right? You know, chicken and waffle is a classic dish that most people enjoy. So we thought it would be fun to really – and then we toss it with the honey peanut butter – and you get both crunch and sweetness at the same time.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And then we moved to the main dish, where were sticky ribs. And that sauce on the ribs, Marcus, and they were falling off the bone. Oh, if I could have had three more plates of those, I would have been happy.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I mean, with cooking ribs on the bone, on the bone, it's important because you can really cook it on low heat, and the bones really, really add so much juiciness to the ribs. So, you know, we use pork ribs this time, and then having that glaze, that peanut glaze with a barbecue sauce, really, you know, we want that sweetness, and some a little bit of the heat goes well with the smokiness. But it's really the peanuts in there that really makes it sticky. So it stays on the ribs, and that's really where I think it's a finger-licking good dish.
Oh, it was.
It should be a little messy when you eat a dish like that, and, you know, people really enjoyed it.
Well, ribs are already messy, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly. Good ribs should be messy, right? Should be a little work. And
absolutely.
You need a napkin or two, you know?
Yes, exactly. Okay, then we move on to the desserts. And peanut butter is just synonymous with a great dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, we thought, combining banana and peanut in that mousse made it sort of a fun, soft, beautiful, sort of delicious bite to get into. But then adding popcorn that was caramelized, and then adding in these really sort of brittle of peanuts that we with brown sugar and peanuts that we baked, and then we buzz it so it becomes kind of like a sauce, like a salt. And that combination between the crispy, salty peanuts with popcorn and the banana peanut mousse really becomes this enjoyable dessert.
Oh, it was a great balance between salty, sweet, savory. It was a great mix of flavors in that dessert. And then we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the peanut butter and jelly old fashioned.
Oh, no, absolutely. You need a little cocktail. Why
not? Yes. You got to wash it down with something, right?
You got to wash it down. Exactly. So, I mean, I can't. You get it. We had so much fun creating this peanut pop-up menu. We can't wait to host and serve our guests with it because we think they would really enjoy it too. And these dishes, most of these dishes will stay on after this pop-up because we really enjoy cooking them.
Oh, that's good to hear.
You know?
And now tell us how we can make this. I mean, people are making old-fashions at home. If we want to make a peanut butter and jelly old-fashioned at home, how do we do so?
Yeah, you just need some good bourbon. I mean, the key with the rim here is really we take a jelly, let's say a jam, any jam, could be a grape jam. Now we just, you know, we turn the glass upside down so with that rim, get that jelly on the rim. And then we have toasted peanuts that we just powder down, you know, really put them in the blender so they almost come up like a peanut salt. So that rim has both peanuts and jelly on it. So that's the fun. Then we're using grapes that we muddle in the glass. And then we just add in two types of bourbon. One is a peanut bourbon. One is a Uncle Mary's bourbon. And get the little bitters into the old-fashioned, a big fat ice cube, and that's your old-fashioned.
That's awesome. And let me ask you, you have restaurants all across the world. What made you bring Marcus B&G to Atlanta?
we felt it was time. And Atlanta's been a city that I always admired, had so much fun in, and cooked several times in Atlanta. It's like one day, when it's the right time, we should definitely open a restaurant in Atlanta. And then obviously with COVID, we were set back a little bit, so that wasn't the right time. Then post COVID, we looked for a location that would be a good fit for us, and we couldn't be happier being part of Edgewood and the Fourth Ward, and just like this Market B&G has been such a fun restaurant to work with, and the community, the Atlanta community, has really come out and supported us. And you know, it wouldn't work without people coming out and supporting the restaurant from all sides, like vendors, guests, and staff. So it's been a really fun ride.
And the decor, I absolutely love the decor. I told you when I had you on after you first opened, it reminds me of my Aunt Pat's basement. I mean, it's it's retro.
We should do the next pop-up at Aunt Pat's.
I know. We need to do a pop-up in Aunt Pat's basement. It reminds me of her basement. It's retro. It's fun. It's low-key. How did you decide on the decor?
You know, it was all about looking to the city, you know, what's been here before in terms of pop culture, where's the city going, and, you know, the album covers. I was looking at, you know, the great sort of 80s, 90s, and early 2000 music scene that Atlanta's really moved Atlanta into a world-class city, right?
Right.
But everyone understands the entertainment industry from what Atlanta brings to that. And then also the fun, you know. Go, you know, looking at Cascade and the roller skaters and something that is unique fit into Atlanta now that has a history. You know, now Usher is roller skating in Vegas, so the world knows about it. But that's something,
yes.
Riding roller skates is very typical Atlanta. So we wanted to celebrate this culture that was local and was real and was happening here and put it into the restaurant and people feel at home and feel both a sense of pride, but also like a sense of comfort.
Well, you have brought all of that to Marcus B&G, to Edgewood Avenue and Marcus B&G. Thank you so much for joining us on Atlanta Living. Folks, stop by Marcus B&G this week and check out the pop-up menu for the peanut-inspired menu and check it out. You won't be disappointed. And Marcus Samuelson, thank you for joining us on Atlanta Living.
Thank you always for having me. We appreciate it. And thank you for coming stopping by last night. That was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in and all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So this week, we're talking my favorite breakfast.
Oh, it's just about everybody's favorite.
Yes.
And it is definitely my wife's favorite. So I'm... you know, tasked with on the weekends, find us a new breakfast place. So this weekend we tried a place that's been getting a lot of really good buzz. It is called Grits and Eggs. Mm. And the name really does say it all, but then there's a lot more to it, Belinda. So the OG, the original location is in Vinings. And that's the one we went to. But this place is blowing up and there's a bunch more locations coming. But the thing about Grits and Eggs is this is really, for me, this was like, it's like the art of breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, there's some places that we're a country cooking breakfast,
sure,
or we have these sort of niches. To me, Grits and Eggs is the greatest hits of all things breakfast and brunch. And just like the name suggests, the grits are to die for. And not just, this isn't just coming from me. My wife is a connoisseur and she was doing cartwheels.
They're really hard to do well.
They are hard to do well, but these are the creamiest, butteriest, perfectly salty, just the texture, you know, sometimes they're, but grits and eggs, they better come correct and they do. Their grits are amazing. And you can get them, Belinda. You can go catfish and grits. You can go shrimp and grits. You can go curry shrimp and grits, salmon and grits, fried red snapper and grits.
Wow.
You can even get lobster tail and grits.
Oh.
But wait, there's so much more. Chicken and waffles were to die for. avocado toast. I did a Maryland crab cake that absolutely rung all the important bells for me on how a crab cake Benedict should come out, with a perfectly poached egg. And then for brunch, they could, you can even level up and do lamb chops and eggs, chicken wings, ribeye steak, fried pork chops. Again, this is Grits and Eggs, and they're blowing up. There's one in Vinings. They just opened in Windy Hill. There's a new one just about ready to pop in Midtown near Georgia Tech. They've got one coming to Summerhill. Also, another one in Buckhead. So put Grits and Eggs on your weekend to-do list. It's got some soul to it, and it's just a vast menu. It's your breakfast fantasies all coming to life, beautifully executed. We had great service. I think this is a winner, and it's going to be everywhere, and it should be a staple. So
I will be there, David, because breakfast is my thing.
No doubt.
Okay, where can we find you during the week?
Check out Grits and Eggs. I've got links. I've got photos up at my website, which is bitesinsights.net. B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. And please follow me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter and all the other socials, at Bites Insights.
I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week, David. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Georgia Spa Company.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, today's show is going to be a little different this half hour. I came across a young lady that touched my heart, and I want to share her story with you because maybe it will resonate with some of you, and I want to draw attention to it. Her name is Carol Martin, and she has a very rare form of cancer. It's ACC. It's an adrenal cancer. And I'm going to let her share the official name of it because I will boogle it up. Carol, what's the official name of your cancer?
Hi, Belinda. It is adrenal cortical carcinoma.
Adrenal cortical carcinoma. Okay, and it's very rare.
Yes, ma'am. The adrenal gland is right above the kidney, and we do hear of some benign tumors that happen on the adrenal gland, but the actual cancer, the actual ACC, is extremely rare. It's one in a million in the U.S. About 200 people a year in the U.S. get diagnosed. So, yes, extremely rare and extremely aggressive as well.
And the way you found out you had cancer is just a miracle in itself. I want you to walk us through that story.
Yes. So I had gone in on July 3rd to donate plasma. July 4th in the morning, I woke up with some chest pains. And I thought, you know, well, I better go into the ER because they warned if you do have chest pains, it could be a blood clot. So I went into the ER and they did a CT scan. And by the grace of God and whoever was watching over me, the technician said that the machine moved down a little bit further and she noticed something and immediately called the doctor. And the doctor said, do a full abdomen CT scan. At that point, she did tell me she was going to do an abdomen CT scan, but didn't say why. She had noted something that just looked out of place. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to my room, the ER cubicle, and that's when the doctor came in and told me that I have a tumor on the adrenal gland, and by all means, it looked like it was cancerous.
And we are speaking with Carol Martin, who has ACC, an adrenal cancer that is extremely rare. Only 200 people in the United States are diagnosed with it each year, and we're drawing more attention to this cancer. And Carol, if you had not given plasma that day, who knows?
Exactly, exactly. Some of the symptoms of ACC, you can explain away. I'm in my early 50s, and some of the symptoms are very much like your
menopause.
Exactly. So what happens is the hot flushes and all of that, I thought was menopause.
Absolutely.
So you can explain it away. Then the other thing I did have was I had a pain on my left side, right under my rib cage, which was close to my gallbladder. Well, I had my gallbladder removed in May. So when the pain persisted, I thought it was just my body healing.
Right.
So, you know, you dealt with it. And then I still had the swelling of my stomach. Every time I ate, my stomach would swell up hard. And to me, it was just my digestive system. And that was it.
Everything and you explained away.
I explained away by either menopause or, oh, it's just, you know, from the gallbladder operation. And this is what happens with adrenal carcinoma, is that it is very rare that it is found and diagnosed in the early stages because of the fact that these symptoms are missed, even missed by doctors as well, because they can be explained away. And then, like, mine was stage three. I'm in stage three adrenal carcinoma. So with that, the later stage is more or less when people start getting diagnosed. That's when the pain in your side gets so bad that you go into a ER because you can barely, you know, breathe or barely eat or anything, and it gets really, really bad. And that's the tumor pressing on everything. Then they go into the ER, and then it is found.
Okay.
And that's already when it's stage three, stage four.
Right.
Yeah.
And we know the seriousness of those stage three and stage four cancers.
Exactly. And now the other thing that we keep in mind is that there is a 5-year survival rate. And if it's caught early stages, then it's like 73% survival rate for those 5 years. Stage three is between 50 and 70%. So it, like I said, it's a very aggressive cancer that happens, and more people need to be aware of it, and more doctors as well. There are a lot of medical professionals that aren't used to dealing with adrenal cancers, and they've never had to deal with it.
Because it's so rare.
It
one
is,
in two, I mean, 200 people in the United States each year, that doesn't come across their desk very often.
It does not. It does not. Like, my original surgeon that year in Georgia that was going to do my surgery originally, wonderful man, and he was Dr. Nelson Royal, and he was prepared to do the surgery. And when I'd asked him how many adrenal surgeries he'd done, and he had only done about one or two in his lifetime career, and this is a very, you know, well-known, accomplished surgeon.
Right.
And I had the trust in him. But yeah, there's my oncologist had never dealt with adrenal cancer either. So because of its rarity, you know, there are doctors out there that have never dealt with them. And I think that that's the most important thing, is to get the word out and to help to educate people as well as doctors as to how to approach adrenal cancer.
And that's what this show is all about today. We're speaking with Carol Martin, who is diagnosed with ACC, an adrenal carcinoma, an adrenal cancer. And she's in stage three. Has your cancer metastasized?
Thankfully not. So
okay.
What happened with me is that I was thankfully accepted into a research study done at the National Institute of Health up in Maryland. And I left Georgia on the 17th of August and was up in Maryland till the 16th of September doing tests, blood tests, and CT scans, PET scans, all of that. And then my surgery was done in at the NIH as well on the 28th mm-hmm. of August. And with this type of cancer, it is more likely that you'll have open surgery, and it is preferred because this cancer is so sticky, is what they call it,
right,
that doing a biopsy is very risky.
Because it could spread the cancer.
Exactly. So the way they did mine was I had open surgery. So it was cut from the breastbone right down to past my navel. And they went in and they removed my left kidney, the left adrenal gland with a tumor on it.
Mm-hmm.
They removed my spleen, part of my diaphragm, and then part of my pancreas as well.
Oh, wow.
And so they removed that without touching the tumor. So basically, like in a, I call it a chunk. I don't
right.
know what else to call it. But they took that part of me out, my left part out, and then afterwards opened it up and took the tumor out.
Well, I have to say, you are doing remarkably well to be here after having that extensive of a surgery.
Thank you so much. Yes, it was a long, hard road, and I'm still recovering. They say it takes up to 2 months to start feeling like yourself. So I do still get very tired. I do still have to take a lot of breaks. I still have one of my drains in for my pancreas. But I feel better, Dave, from one day to the next. I'm starting to feel my energy come back. And I'm starting to feel like myself, but I know a lot of times I feel like a 100-year-old lady crawling
right.
along, you know.
So if we have listeners that have the symptoms that you're having, what would you say to them, Carol?
I would definitely tell them to go to their normal doctor and have all your hormone levels checked, because the thing that adrenal cancer does is it messes up your hormone levels. And have your hormone levels checked. If you do experience that abdomen pain, make sure that they are doing a thorough check of your abdomen, inclusive of doing a CT scan of your adrenal glands. If the earlier they catch it, the better. I had signs in as much as my white blood count was also a little off as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
definitely go into your doctors and have them do a thorough workup where your hormones are concerned.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're speaking with Carol Martin, who was diagnosed with ACC, an adrenal cancer carcinoma, and a stage 3, and is doing great right now. We're praying for her. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some different options you, as far as groups you can join, support groups you can join to help you get through this time, that have very valuable advice for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, this half hour, we've been talking about a very important cause, ACC, adrenal carcinoma, with Carol Martin, who has stage 3 adrenal cancer. And we're drawing attention to this horrible cancer. So you too, if you have the symptoms, can get early detection. And Carol, you have some phenomenal support groups that you've been a part of that have been so invaluable for you.
Yes, definitely. When I first found out about it, the first thing you do is research. And I found these two groups in Facebook that helped me tremendously. The first one was Adrenal Cancer Connections. And the second is Adrenal Cancer Warriors, and it says Stronger Together. These two groups helped me with resources and understanding adrenal cancer as a whole, and extremely supportive people.
And they also, before you had your biopsy, guided you in the type of biopsy you should have and actually saved your life, really.
Exactly, exactly. That is where I learned about doing the open surgery as opposed to doing a biopsy laparoscopically.
Yeah. So they have valuable information as far as treatments, as far as just helping you cope, all the information you need at these two Adrenal Cancer Warriors and Adrenal Cancer Connections. Those are two great vessels for you to try out and get information from. Carol Martin, please stay in touch with us so we can monitor your progress and see how you're doing. And all of our listeners will keep you in our prayers.
Thank you so much, Belinda, for allowing me this time. And yeah, definitely we'll stay in touch with you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.